Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats. It's another episode of the Hoolies Hoolie. Oh, boy. Yeah, 12:40 a.m. It is the Hoolies Hoolie. We are live at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, the world-famous Fitzgerald's. It's Saturday night for our listeners out there in Radio Land, but we're live here Thursday night. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's been a good week. We had a hell of a show last week. I want to thank Phil Angotti, Casey McDonough, and Dickie Schmidt for coming out.
Yeah.
You can come see them, the Beatle Brothers. They'll be doing a thing. They'll be showing the movie Help here on the 29th. And then,
cool.
Then right after that, they're going to play the entire album, so that'll be fun. That's... August 29th here at Fitzgerald's.
Next Saturday night.
That's right, in the club. Come check that out. How's your week going? Good?
Yeah, it's busy. I'm trying to get acclaimed to my new job, so I've been running around, and I'm all over the city, so it's kind of fun. I get to see all the different neighborhoods.
Yep.
Going to all different kinds of stores. It's interesting to watch how different liquors sell in different areas. That's fun to watch. And it's a learning curve too, because you're trying to, when you're selling it, it's you're trying to figure out, okay, what's going to sell here, this wine or that one. To booze nerds, it might sound interesting.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Everybody else is like, yeah, it's just a sales job. Hey, but it's fun.
It is. Here's an interesting tidbit of news that I kind of like. There's a presidential candidate. His name is D's Nuts, and
Uh-oh.
He's polling at 9%. Among North Carolina voters, and he's been unmasked as a 15-year-old boy. Go figure.
Are you kidding me?
No. Who else but the HuffPost would have a
of
story
course.
Like this?
Yeah.
But apparently it's true that there's 17 major candidates, and they got an additional entrant this week who fashioned himself his name after an infamous rap song. I didn't even know D's Nuts was a rap song. Apparently
okay. It's
off the Chronic by Dr. Dre. Shows you how hip I am, I guess. But I know the term.
Uh-huh.
So a person named D's Nuts filed official paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to run for president Sunday, CBS News reported, joining more than 500 other random contenders who have the legal right to run for the presidency.
Right.
You ever know anybody who wanted to run for president?
No. You?
Yeah, I've met plenty of guys in bars who have told me that they're going to run for president someday after
about
16 whiskeys. I'm going to run for president, and this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And that's what's fun about this season, and that's what's great. That the great thing about America is that we can have a guy named D's Nuts. They don't have D's Nuts in Russia running around, do they?
No, they don't.
Probably not. But Nuts registered under a name known widely as the sixth track on Dr. Dre's critically acclaimed 92 album, The Chronic. The title song, D's Nuts, contains a bevy of sexually explicit lyrics laid over a catchy beat.
Very nice.
Just like politics, you know?
Right.
So he was suddenly a popular candidate on Wednesday when he became unmasked as a 15-year-old suburban white kid from Iowa.
Wow.
I don't know, you know, the Daily Beast... There's been lots of notorious fake candidates over the years. I think I remember somebody told me like a few years back that when they were so PO'd, they were just going to vote for the Pope. You know, you can just put a write-in. I think there's going to be some votes for this guy. So he's running on the Modern Whig Party, it says here.
Okay, I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. So D's Nuts, he's out there, he's polling, and he's doing well. 512 people have formally filed a statement of candidacy for the 2016 presidential election. I bet some of those guys are probably not even a mile away from here. You know, some guy in his backyard. I like the fact that in Chicago, there's plenty of guys like that as well who run for mayor and things. Willie Wilson's running for president, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I believe so. Yes, I believe you're correct. So there you go.
I'm going to be voting for Willie, maybe. You know, he invented those gloves that people wear at McDonald's. That's good enough for me.
Good business, man.
Did you know that's how he made all his dough?
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, I'd vote for him. Him and D's Nuts. Those are my two favorites. In other news, this is good. There's a, you turned me onto this.
Uh-huh.
There's a British professor.
Oh, yeah. I woke up this morning. I saw it on GN,
yeah.
And I was kind of half asleep. I'm like, did I just really hear that?
He's reportedly
going
through a transformation, and he's decided that he's going to become David Bowie. He's going through changes.
Right. But he's is he writing like an biography on him, or you know, what's the story?
I don't know. I think he's. I mean, he claims it's like a social experiment, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Did you ever see Harmony Korine made a movie called Mr. Lonely that was all about celebrity impersonators? Have you ever seen that movie?
No. I'd be interested to
it's
see
It's weird.
That,
yeah. It's about a commune in like France that all these celebrity impersonators go to live.
Right.
And they all address each other as, you know, oh. Yeah, there's Michael Jackson, there's Elvis, I'm Marilyn Monroe, and
this sounds like a riot.
They fall in love with each other as these characters. They never leave these identities. I can't imagine what it would be like to be living a different identity of, like, somebody you were a fan of as a kid, you know? Like, I think I'm going to be Hulk Hogan for the rest of my life. And,
yeah, I don't, man.
I've decided that I'm going to be Hulk Hogan. I'm moving to France. They're going to accept me as Hulk Hogan in this, like, trailer park commune. Who else is there, you know? You know, Lady Di's there. Elvis Presley's there. Yeah.
Hey, why don't we tell the listening audience who our guests are tonight?
Yeah, man. Tonight's guests are a couple of old friends of mine. They used to be frequenters, and they've played Kevels, where I used to attend bar. It's Dan Rice and Tam Tam. I don't want to go mo. You know, when you work in the bar world, you just go, it's Dan and Tam.
Yeah.
And that's what they're known as. So we want to welcome to the program Dan and Tam tonight. They're going to be Tam. Oh, boy.
Butchering people's names. Come
Tam,
on.
When you get on, you can give me a crack for that. But Dan and Tam are on the program tonight, and we're excited to have them. So, you know, I'm excited to have them. I've known them for a long time. I think I've only seen them perform maybe once or twice, and I got to admit I was probably pretty inebriated when that went down. But no, I don't know. Well, here's another story. Dan and Tam, you might like this. We all get hungry after shows. This guy assaults his brother for not sharing Big Macs, the police say. Look at this guy. He looks like Charlie Manson. Get a little of that guy right there, huh? A Pennsylvania man had a big beef with his brother over a Big Mac, and now, yeah, right? And now he's facing assault charges. I guess you can use his name. Tom Vieres, 47, arrested early Wednesday morning after he allegedly punched his older brother, Matthew, 58. These guys are like 17 and 18 year olds. They're living together, smoking squares and fighting over Big Macs. But he got in a fight with his brother, Matthew, 58, for eating three Big Macs
and not saving
one for him.
Well, that's
I can imagine.
I can kind of side with him because
you eat
a
Big Mac. They have the Big Mac deal where you get two of them for like a fin.
The two for $5. Yeah. I haven't seen that in a while. It used to exist a lot more frequently, but
when you're hungry, that's like, you know, free food. You can go and eat. But I've done that. You're usually in a coma after like one and a half. You ever had the mistake of eating two Big Macs while you're driving?
Not a good idea.
No, forget it. And I think that Tom Vieres probably felt the same when he discovered that his brother had eaten three.
Oh, man.
So anyway, the police said Vieres was so mad that he ransacked the home they shared in Union Township. I wonder where Union Township is. But knocking over furniture and appliances and throwing food. He's throwing food. So, like, how hungry is he? He's like, he's mad that the Big Macs got eaten, so he goes to the fridge and throws all the food in the fridge on the floor. I like that logic. But anyway, he suffered injuries to his right eye and left cheek and his ear cut during the assault. I mean, this guy flipped out.
Yeah.
He had a Big Mac attack.
It's like, he did have a Big Mac attack, but it's also kind of like, you know, I mean, think about it. Maybe it was like he just psychologically goes through, it'd be like a person who was addicted to crack cocaine. He goes through a withdrawal and just loses it.
You do. If you've been eating McDonald's for long enough, that I'm sure you do have a crazy withdrawal. So anyway, he was taken to it's Washington County, so it must be in Washington, where he remains on $2,500 bond.
That's an expensive
loony.
Big Mac.
That's a real expensive. That's two for five times.
Two for five times what, 1,000? No, 1,000 times 25.
I'm using my caramel math again. I'm no good at that. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have Dan and Tam on the Hoolies Hoolies, so we'll return after these short messages.
Everybody's Irish at the Fox Valley Irish Festival. River Edge Park in Aurora is bringing back the biggest Irish party in the Chicago suburbs. The second annual Fox Valley Irish Festival on Saturday, September 5th. Bring the family for activities all day and stay for live music featuring the Plowboys and Blaggards. What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Come ready for Irish dancers, whiskey tastings, bags tournament, penny and zoo contests, and lots more. Tickets, just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Go to RiverEdgeAurora.com. That's RiverEdgeAurora.com. Everybody's Irish at the Fox Valley Irish Festival.
Guy's Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJules. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage. Sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
And we're back.
Yeah.
WSBC
12:40
a.m.
Yeah. You caught me off guard there.
Me too. Yeah, you're kind of doing some research on the HibernianTransmedia.org website.
That's right. I want to remind our listening audience that the film festival that we are also behind, that's Hibernian Transmedia, so the Irish-American Movie Hooli, will be at the Gene Siskel Film Center September 25th, 26th, and 27th. Name Your Poison will be on Friday.
Night. Yeah.
Yep. And then on Broadway with Will Arnett, Amy Poehler, Dave McLaughlin's directorial debut here in Chicago. He's never had a
and
film.
And Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block
in the movie. Yeah, check that out. That's going to be a good time. Once again, September 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And then the Sunday is After the Dance.
That's right.
That's the final film. Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. Sponsored by the Emerald Loop, Two Gingers Irish Whiskey, the Hilton Chicago. If you go if you go to the Emerald Loop after any of those nights, Two Gingers Irish Whiskey being poured for free.
Oh, that's a
good
deal.
That's always a good time. Yeah, get some free whiskey.
You know who got a hold of me is our old pal Mike Raspitello. He is an old childhood buddy of mine. He's also the digital lead and strategist for InBev Anheuser-Busch now out in Tech Valley.
Yeah.
He's got a heck of a job there. And he came to me. He's got a pet project. He's been producing a movie. He's also the founder of the North Coast Music Festival.
Yeah, very
here in
big
Chicago,
music festival. Yeah.
And also the Bluegrass Festival, one of them that goes on here. So he's got a movie that he did.
Awesome.
Called Festival.
Yeah.
All right? And it follows like seven kids who go all over. They go to Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza, and North Coast, and it follows them over like 4 days and why they decide to descend on these things. And it also is in a... an examination of the festival culture in general, the music festival in general. So Woodstock, Monterey Pop, all those things. He needs our help. He needs a little bit of dough. He's looking for 10 G's to finish it. You can go to his Indiegogo page, festival, check it out. He's very excited. Vice Media got a hold of him the other day. They said they want to see a rough cut. So if you do want to get involved, you can hit him up on his Indiegogo or personally and make a drop to the film, and he'll give you producer's credit. So
very cool.
That's something to be interested in. You can go and check that out. So go to Mike Raspitello. You can find him on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just Google him, and he'll be there.
Yeah.
Just Google him. That
just
sounds
Google
like
him.
Yeah, I don't know how to get a hold of the guy. Just Google him.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's going to be, I hope. Yeah, it's real impressive. He's a wonderful guy. We played T-ball together, and then...
known him for a long time.
Yeah, he keeps popping up in my life.
Interesting.
He popped up at Second City or at the Improv Olympic when I was working as an actor there and taking classes. He was in, and then my friend Jonah Ansel made that movie a few years back that he was a part of, First Base.
Yeah, we were...
Tavi Gevinson.
We were in that for... Our scene got cut out.
Yeah, we got cut out. Whatever. That's why we're here now at Fitzgerald's to entertain these lovely people. How about a round of applause for all the people who showed up here tonight, huh?
Absolutely. And then there's Isaac, our bartender. I was watching him make, I think he's making amaretto stone sours. Those are some of the most beautiful amaretto stone sours I've ever seen a bartender make. I have to be honest. Because yep. I bartend myself, but that's some, there's some love going into those. Because I looked over and I went, that does look
Yeah, really if good. You're into your craft cocktails, come out to Fitzgerald's and have Isaac treat you to one of his many beautiful cocktail dreams, I guess. What's that from? Cocktail Dreams.
That's from the movie Cocktail.
I thought yeah. it was like from Mr. Destiny for a minute. Remember the Michael Caine movie where he's like a bar owner? Isn't there something like that? Some bad Jim Belushi movie.
No.
All right, forget
well,
it.
Well, Michael Caine's in Mr. Destiny, but he's not.
He's in like everything in the 80s. Oh, we're just bumbling around. all right. Tam and Dan are on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tam and Dan. It's Dan Rice and
Thank you.
Tam. You got to I don't want to kill your last name. This is very Irish of me. It's Trutwin, correct?
Trutwin. That's why it's not Irish, which, you know, makes it difficult.
You don't have to be what makes it difficult? It makes it difficult for me, but not for the rest of the world.
Trutwin, yep, just the way it looks.
Now, I've known you guys for probably about 5 or 6 years. You guys used to come and see me at Kevel's and play music for the people there. And now you've become kind of regulars here at our show, and I'm proud to have you and as friends. And now you're on the show, which is pretty cool. So we're very excited to have you. Dan, you're an attorney by day as well, and you're a St. Ignatius grad. You grew up right here in Oak Park, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Ascension Grammar School.
And now you have a brother as well. I know your brother. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 8 other brothers and sisters.
Oh, my goodness. So, wow. Like, which brother? That's going to get... All right, so how did you guys meet and start playing music? You guys have had a number... Dan, you've been in the Lemurs. Wasn't that a group you were a part of at one time?
Yeah, that was for a while. That was way back when, yeah.
All right.
Next topic.
We met at the Circle Inn way back when, right down from Kevel's.
Yeah, okay. And then you guys formed a group, and now you guys are sort of playing on the weekends and entertaining a bevy of all kinds
of
people.
Actually, we had become fast friends, and then I moved away and went up to work in Wisconsin at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And then I moved back, and when I moved back, we started hanging out together again, and Dan, the Lemurs, were kind of breaking up, and I was looking to play the guitar. It's not my main instrument,
yeah.
But to, you know, to get some experience. And then we said, hey, why don't we do something together? Do a variety show kind of thing, have some fun, do some real obscure stuff, but
yeah, cool.
Kind of differentiate ourselves by also adding the traditional Irish, which we don't see that around very much with duos.
No, you don't. Not with duos. Not at all. Now, Tam, what is your principal? What is your principal instrument?
Saxophone.
Really? And now you're also a musical instructor by day, is that right?
I'm a band director. I currently work for Merit Music downtown, and I direct a number of bands for them and do some outreach work as well. So I play a little bit of everything relatively well. The guitar I'm still working on.
Well, the audience will be the judge of that tonight, and I think they all came out to see you. So how about can we do a number?
Absolutely. We're going to do a song that we'll keep a local bent on it. It's our one and only punk Irish song.
Love it.
Ooh, I like
yeah,
that.
And the Tossers do a nice rendition, and we kind of do a takeoff on it. It's called Paper and Pins.
Tam and Dan.
Well, I give to you a paper of pins, and that's the way that love begins. If you will marry, 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 if you'll marry me.
Well, I don't want your paper and pins, if that's how you say that love begins. And all you marry, 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 I will marry you.
Well, I give to you a silver ball to bounce from the kitchen into the hall. If you will marry, 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 if you'll marry me.
Well, I don't want your silver ball to bounce in the kitchen into the hall. And all you marry, 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 I will marry you.
Well, I give to you a rocking chair to sit in the garden and take the share. If you will marry, 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 if you'll marry me.
No, I don't want a rocking chair to sit in the garden and take the share. And I will marry, 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 I will marry you.
Well, I give to you a silver spoon to feed the baby in the afternoon. If you will marry, 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 if you'll marry me.
Well, I don't want your silver spoon to feed the baby in the afternoon. And I will marry, 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 marry.
Well, I give to you the keys to my chest, and and all the money which I possess if you will marry, 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 if you'll marry me.
Now I might take the keys to the chest and all the money that you possess, and I might marry, 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 I might marry you.
Ha, 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 now I see you love my money, but you don't love me, so I won't marry, 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 I'll not marry you.
Ha, 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 now I see you'd like to get married, but you don't like me, and I won't marry, 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 I won't marry you.
All right.
Tam and Dan, everybody. Hey, we'll be back with Tam and Dan after these short messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won million-dollar verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Yeah, Tom Gorman, he is a good guy. If you're ever in legal trouble, get a hold of him. Dan or Dan Rice, who's on our program tonight. Dan, what kind of law do you practice?
I do a general practice, but principally criminal work.
All right.
I'm in Forest Park.
Perfect. All right. DUIs, things of that nature?
DUIs, what they used to call rape.
Oh, okay. Oh,
robberies, that kind of
some
thing.
Serious crimes.
Offenders. We just said, do you know, you might know James Lynch at all. He's a state's attorney. Have you ever come across him? He's also a prosecutor. He's been on the program.
The name sounds very, very familiar.
He's a playwright in Chicago. Good guy. Now, Dan, how long have you been playing music? Is this something that you grabbed onto, you know, after your college days, or were you into it as a kid with all those eight kids around the house?
Yeah, I never had any training. Actually, the real training I've gotten is from Tam. Okay, because
really?
she's in the business. Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't had any formal training.
Well, fooled me. All right, well, let's do another number.
All right. Well, we decided to primarily stick with Irish tonight because it's an Irish show.
Great.
And we do Irish numbers, but we're going to veer on this one just a little bit.
Okay.
This is a Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash number called Jackson.
This is Tam and Dan doing Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson.
Ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. Gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your head. Play your hand, you big talking man, and make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your head.
I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach you what they don't know how. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Turn a loose of my coat. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. I'm gonna laugh at you in Jackson. I'll be dancing on a pony cat. And lead you round town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson. You big talking man. And I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Band fan.
Well, we got
married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't ever coming back.
Yeah, Tam and Dan, everybody.
Jackson.
Doing a little Johnny and June. Hey, the show's sponsored by Fitzgerald's. We are on 1240 AM. It's sponsored by Fitzgerald's Nightclub in Berwyn. I just want to let everybody know that the Fitzgerald's will be closed tonight for a wedding on Saturday. Yeah. For our radio listeners listening live.
Great
right
place
now.
To have a wedding.
It is, big time. I've been to one here. It's a lot of fun. Yep. And then on Sunday, they're back open again, and you can come and see the John Burnett Orchestra with Frida Lee. That starts at 6 p.m. It's $10 at the gate. It's $5 for kids, 17 and under. That's always fun. You ever been to a big band Sunday?
I have been to it. It's a good time.
So come on out and check that out. Other activities here at Fitzgerald's, you have Tuesday night is open mic. That's something always. They always get a real talented crew of people, but that shouldn't deter you from showing up on Tuesdays at Fitzgerald's for the open mic. That's at 8 p.m., and it's free. Can't go wrong there. Anything else going on in your world, Bill?
Yeah, my girlfriend Bridget's sister, Michaela, welcomed a daughter into the world.
Shout out to Michaela.
2 days ago, Michaela Mullen-Faust. Yeah, she had her second daughter, Emma.
Yep.
So congratulations to the whole Mullen family, Faust family.
There you go.
It's always exciting when a baby's born. And I won the baby pool. It's the first. It's never happened to me before.
Now tell me how this works.
So the night before the baby, well, she was scheduled to have a C-section, but the night before, we all, like, I think because, you know, Bridget's got a big family and then her brother-in-law's got a big family, we did a baby pool, so everyone had to guess the weight. So I guessed it. I got 7 pounds, 4 ounces, and $100.
You won $100 for that?
Yeah. So I'll put it this way, $5 a man, so there were 20 people in the pool, so there was a good amount of us that got involved the day before. But yeah, $100. Thanks, Emma.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll forever have a bond with her now. When I see her, I'll be like, hey, you won me $100 the minute you walked into the world.
So she's always got a drink coming her way on
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Huh? Any children for you, Dan or Tam? You guys have kids at all?
I have 6 children.
Do you really?
God bless you.
You don't look a day over 40. You know that?
Thank you very much.
That's me kissing up now.
I have no children. I teach. That's enough.
Okay. Could understand that.
Uh-huh. Now, we're going to do another number while you guys are kind of warmed up here.
All right. This one is, I'm not quite sure. I think it's a traditional number, but I'm not sure who wrote it. Again, we're going to do this is by happenstance. We saw Johnny Cash and his daughter, Roseanne Cash. Of course, Johnny has passed now, but it was on Channel 11, WTTW.
Sure.
A couple weeks.
That TTW thing?
Yeah, I know that TTW thing. Yes, yeah. It was my education as a child, and it still is.
Oh, PBS, love it.
Yeah.
And
I always, you know what? I got to interrupt you. I always wanted to be one of those guys. You ever notice how like there's a dude walking down the street on like Lakeshore Drive, and all of a sudden the camera just stops and he goes, "Hey, I'm Jill, and you're watching WTTW."
I do.
It's been like the shtick commercial that they've had for years.
It's true.
I want to be one of those guys and wear like rollerblades and like a half tank top and look crazy.
How do we find them, or how do they find us?
I don't know. Like, do you want a show on TTW? No, I don't. I just want to be one of those guys who says you're watching TTW. Okay. Anyway.
So Johnny and his daughter Roseanne did a beautiful version of this together, and we thought, hey, I Let's try it. So this is called 40 Shades of Green.
Cool. Tam and Dan doing 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea from the fishing boats that tingle to the shores of Donaghy. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen. In Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, with the breeze as sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I love to watch the farmers drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatches of the strong old women gleam. I'd walk from Carr to Lauren to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss a girl in Tipperary town, most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, with the breeze as sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, with the breeze as sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah, Tam and Dan, everybody. Hey, let's take a quick commercial break, and Hooli's Hooli will be back after these quick messages.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Everybody's Irish at the Fox Valley Irish Festival. River Edge Park in Aurora is bringing back the biggest Irish party in the Chicago suburbs. The second annual Fox Valley Irish Festival on Saturday, September 5th. Bring the family for activities all day and stay for live music featuring the Plowboys and Blaggards.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Come ready for Irish dancers, whiskey tastings, bags tournament, petting zoo contests, and lots more. Tickets just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Go to RiverEdgeAurora.com. That's RiverEdgeAurora.com. Everybody's Irish at the Fox Valley Irish Festival.
Yeah, 1240 AM WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli. We're live at the world-famous Fitzgerald's nightclub here in Berwyn. We've had Tam and Dan on the program once again. Thank you, Tam and Dan, for being on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
For our radio listeners out there, I'm just looking at other events going on as well tonight. You can go and see Toy Robots. That's our old buddy Andy Madden.
Andy Madden.
8 p.m. You can go see Andy Madden and his new group, Toy Robots.
Yeah, right. I haven't seen him yet. I need to get there.
Pokemon. Andy's one of the old guitarists from the Des Plaines River Band, who everybody out here enjoyed.
Yeah.
And Toy Local Robots is a new turn for him. And you can see them Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Tonic Room. Go check that out. Fitzgerald's is closed, so you can go check out A&M.
Yeah, absolutely. That should be a fun time.
Yep. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. Then Stephen Davern, who's been on the show, Pin Drop Theater's got a show coming up at the Heritage Center, for Irish American Heritage Center, for the neophytes out there. That's Friday, September 18th at 7:30. You can see Pin Drop Theater. That'll be fun.
Cool.
What's this? What's BAM? I see that.
Next week we're going to have Aaron Mitchell and his band Dirty Green is going to be on the show.
Dirty Green will be on the program next week. That's a Berwyn-based group.
Absolutely. I've been excited to see those guys. I've seen them perform a couple times. They're a lot of fun. And Aaron's got some cool stuff going on as far as the Berwyn arts and music scenes go in Berwyn. He's got a new venue that he's opening up. A lot of things exciting happening for him. To talk about his not-for-profit, BAM, Berwyn Arts and Music.
Right.
So he's going to be a fun guest next week. He'll be able to promote what's going on in the music scene as far as the youth environment goes in Berwyn.
Yep.
That'll be a lot of fun to listen to that and to hear about his new venue that he's going to be opening in Berwyn.
Really?
Yeah. It's still in its infancy. I guess he acquired a location. And it'll be probably within the next couple months. It'll be up and running. It's going to be cool. He wants to do a whole thing with craft spirits and cocktails. I think it's going to be... No, he's just going to do not craft spirits. He's going to do all craft beer and local wineries.
Okay.
So it's weird. So it's going to be kind of like, a venue for musicians to gather and hang out.
And be beer dorks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's cut right to the chase.
Yeah.
So that sounds like fun. We'll be able to ask him all about that next week.
Absolutely. And you can say, tell us why you want to cater to the beer nerd.
The beer nerd.
There's a lot of money involved.
Because that's where the dough is.
Yeah.
Dan and Tan, can we do one more number? Let me ask you this. Do you guys have a website where radio listeners can find out more about you?
Actually, we have a Facebook page that they can go to, and it is just... Facebook.com/TamAndDanBand.
Tam and Dan Band. That's TamAndDanBand. It almost, that flows very nicely, doesn't it?
Try.
It's almost destiny-like.
We actually have, if you go there and you give us your email address.
Yes.
We'll put you on, we have an email list as well, which is how we usually keep in contact with people that come to our shows as well. We're doing some taping here tonight, so it should be on there tomorrow.
Cool.
Cool.
And we also...
Hi, camera guy.
Camera gal.
Oh, we can't see because it's dark now. Yeah. It is kind of, you know what's interesting now that the when we're sitting here and the sun's going down a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. it does feel like you're more on a stage because you're kind of looking at the audience. You're not getting the, you can't make out people's faces a little bit.
Yep. That's.
And we have a gig coming up at McGaffer's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I love McGaffer's. That's Pat Malone's bar. Check out McGaffer's. That's up on Roosevelt Road, Roosevelt and Des Plaines, right in Forest Park.
Yeah.
When's that going on?
September 12th, 7 o'clock till 10, we're going to be playing.
Is that a Saturday night?
In the beer garden,
That's
yes.
a Saturday night, and it's in the beer garden, and the food is great over at
they
McGaffer's.
They do have good food at
yeah,
McGaffer's.
Yeah, they got real good
pizza
food. And tacos. All right, let's do one final number. I want to thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tam and Dan.
This is, we're going to end with kind of a raucous version here that actually includes the word hooly in it.
Yeah.
We thought it would be appropriate to the show, and this is called Courtin' in the Kitchen. This is an Irish deep cut.
There we go.
Come single bell and bow, unto me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, for it's the devil's own invention. Once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell down in Captain Kelly's kitchen.
With me to a lura la, me to a lura la, sing to a lura la, to a lura la.
At the age of 17, I was apprenticed to a grocer at Barbara Stevens Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, and she set me heart a-twitching when she asked me self to tea down in Captain Kelly's kitchen.
With me to a lura la, me to a lura laddie, sing to a lura la, to a lura laddie.
Now Sunday being the day we was to have the flare-up, I dressed myself quite fine, then I frizzed and oiled me hair up. The captain had no wife, and he'd gone off a fishing, and we kicked up high life out of sight down in the kitchen.
With me to a lura la, me to a lura laddie, sing to a lura la, to a lura laddie.
With me arms around her waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes told me full well, and they were not bewitching, that she wished I'd get to hell or be somewhere from that kitchen.
With me to a lura la, me to a lura laddie, sing to a lura la, to a lura laddie.
Well, the captain came downstairs, though he seen me situation. Despite of all my prayers, I was marched off to the station. For giving noise, and at home I was itching, and I had to tell the tale how I came into the kitchen.
With me to a lura la, me to a lura laddie, sing to a lura la, to a lura laddie.
Well, I said she didn't bite me, but she gave a flat denial. For assault they did indict me, and I was sent for trial. She swore I robbed her house, and in spite of all my screeching, I got 6 months hard for me hooly in the kitchen.
With me to a lura la, me to a lura laddie, sing to a lura la, to a lura laddie. With me to a lura la, me to a lura laddie, sing to a lura la, to a lura laddie.
Yeah, Tim and Dan, everybody singing about hooly. I like that.
There's a hooly in the kitchen.
That's right. I want to thank Tam and Dan once again for being on the program. We're going to do a quick commercial break. We'll be back after these quick messages.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts, with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Skinny and Hooly Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
12:40 a.m. Hooli's Hooli. We're back at Saturday night. WSBC is the call letters, and we're live at Fitzgerald's.
Yeah.
We just had Tam and Dan on the program. They were absolutely wonderful. I don't know if you are you guys. Do you have one more song in you?
Sure, Irish or otherwise.
Whatever you guys
you
want to do.
You pick. It's your chance. You're on the radio.
Well, I can either do it's both are a cappella.
Okay, that's cool.
So it can either be Janis Joplin or an Irish song.
Well, do we have a
consensus on that?
Yeah, what does the audience want?
You want another Irish song or do you want a little Janis. Acapella Janis?
We're going to do Janis. I heard Janis. Sorry, it's Tam and Dan. They're going to do Janis. In the meantime, Bill, you just showed me a picture of Jerry.
Well, let's let them play their song. Oh. We'll get to that.
They're
getting ready to go. They're moving.
All right.
The show must go on.
Yes.
That's right.
This is the only song that Janis did. The original version is indeed a cappella, so I am doing the original version. And she started it off with, "I'd like to do a song of great social and political import." And it goes like this. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches, I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, no help from my friends. So Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, Lord, oh, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh, Lord, oh, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, oh, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh, Lord, oh, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, Lord, oh, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Wow. Wow. What a treat.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tam.
Tam, doing a little Janis. You guys have been a lot of fun. Thank you for doing the program. I look forward to seeing you guys out in the audience here again and look forward to having you back on.
Absolutely.
For again, once again, to our radio listeners, you can find out more about Tam and Dan if you just go on Facebook and Google Tam and Dan Band. Is that right?
That's it.
You search it. Don't Google it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, speaking of Facebook, once again, thank you, Tam and Dan. How about another round of applause for Tam and Dan, everybody?
All right.
I got an email today, another Facebook reminder from Colleen Nolan. We've had her on the program.
Sure, yeah, we've had her on.
She's invited me to the American Ireland Fund Chicago Young Leader Summer Sunset Fireworks Cruise. That's a mouthful.
Sure is.
You can't exactly go up to somebody and go, hey, you aren't happening to be going up to the Young American Ireland Fund Young Leader Summer Sunset Fireworks Cruise, are you? So whoever came up with that title... needs a little marketing work.
Yeah, that's hard, but what's going on?
But anyway, that's going to be going on September 2nd, and it's the Summer Sunset Fireworks Cruise on Lake Michigan. It's for all the young Irish people who think they're important. You can check that out, and you got a full bar. That's everybody. That's all Irish American people.
Yes,
I like
everyone.
That. But they got a full bar, Connie's Pizza, entertainment by Pat McKillen, and an after party at Lizzie McNeil's. The Young Leader members.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. $75 to be a Young Leader member, and then non-members have to pay $85. So
they have a great party at the end of every, I think it's probably in like January they do.
I thought it was called the Young Irish Fellowship Club of Chicago originally.
No, that's different. This is a different networking organization.
Okay.
And they align themselves with a lot of charity, just like the Irish American Young Irish Fellowship Club does, but they're not involved with the running of the St. Patrick's Day parade and stuff like that. This is more or less business networking and aligning themselves with local charities. They do a big gala every year. They get a lot of big celebrities to come out. They do a nice job. It's a pretty cool thing.
That's cool.
And I know that Callie Nolan's very involved with it, so... Yeah,
once again, September 2nd, the Irish American Fun Chicago Young Leader Summer Sunset Fireworks Cruise will be going on.
Wow, that's hard to do, yeah. It's a clip. Hey, you know what was kind of weird? I was bartending last Friday night, and this girl was at the end of the night, and she started playing some Irish music, and it was like an empty bar, and she was probably in her... I don't know, she's probably in her mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're a fan of Irish music? Play that. You know, I started yelling out songs, and she came up to, you know, she started talking to me. And I said, hey, I have a radio show that caters. And she goes, are you the Hooli's Hooli guy?
Really?
I'm not kidding you. And I went, what? Someone's listening to us? This is amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to give her a shout-out, and I wrote it down. And I actually have, she wrote down her phone number with her, and I was like, and I had immediately, it was in my wallet, and I was like, boy, if Bridget found this, she would be like, what is this, Bill?
She's a fan.
Yeah, and I said, she's a fan. So here it is, Liz Weiss. She has O'Connor hyphenated. Hey, thanks for listening to the Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your little shout out to you. Tell all your friends.
Yep. Cool.
You haven't had any fan run-ins yet?
No.
Oh, too bad for you.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they'll invite us to go on that cruise. I can wear my J. Crew Bucks and my seersuckers or something.
Oh, boy.
The problem is I can never afford those things. Whenever people are like, hey, how come you don't come to the Irish American Fellowship Club thing? And I'm like, well, because it's 150 bonds to go. You know, I can't.
Yeah.
I got Huggies to pay for. And
yeah, you got two kids at home. I understand.
I'm like, nah, I can't do it, man.
Yeah.
But I encourage everybody. I'd like to do the show live at Forever Green. That would be kind
of
fun.
That would be a lot of fun, yeah. We'll work on that. We'll talk to them about that.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Hey, I saw a clip that said Donald Trump told a kid that he was Batman. Did you
Come
see that?
Come on!
It's pretty funny, actually.
Really?
Yeah, they had a clip of it. But, I read
Did you do it as Donald? I am Batman.
No, I didn't say it like that. He had, but it was real. It was kind of innocent, but the media has kind of, globbed onto it. Like, Donald told a kid that he's Batman, you know? Uh-huh. And in reality... It was like he was in a limo with the window down, and some kid was like, "Hey, are you Batman?" You know, like that. And uh-huh. He's like, "Yeah, I am Batman." You know, it was like that quick. It was like sort of like the same shtick he was doing when he was giving his announcement when he was running for president, where people were shouting from the rafters during his speech.
That is one of my favorites.
You know, where people shout. I like how he hears things that aren't in front of him, but that are maybe 10 yards behind him.
Uh huh.
Where somebody's like, we need Donald now. He's like, you're right, you do, you know?
Yeah, you need me, yeah.
So that's, I don't want him to drop out. I want him to debate these nuts, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That's
absolutely
the best kind of TV out there. Let's take a quick commercial break, one final commercial break, and when we come back, we'll close out the show.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we're back. Hey, we got to give a shout-out to the gentleman in the audience who is an old friend of our father's.
Tom McDonald is in the audience. He has a memorable part in Going East on Astral. And
yeah, I remember.
A one-man show our father did growing up.
Yeah, right.
One of the more memorable stories told in that
That was I still watch that. I made Bridget watch it with me. We laugh our ass off every time we watch it.
And the story that Dad tells about Tom McDonald is how he was physically abused by some of the teachers at Mount Carmel. Mr. Farrell, in particular. 10 cc's of penicillin was what was administered by hand back in those days. And Tom McDonald was very good at receiving it. So he's here. Shout out to Tom McDonald.
Doff the goggles.
There you go. I've been warned that we have 2 minutes of showtime left. One of the things that got a big... I'm on such a Trump kick, but have you seen the commercial for steaks by Trump?
Steaks? like food are we talking about?
There's a Google clip. He had his own brand of steaks that the Sharper Image was selling in 2007.
Really?
It's great. He's like, Trump steaks, a juicy, great, and the best.
And
that's really all he says over and over again. There's nothing other than he says, the great, the big, the juicy, the thick, the what you get on you get them in resorts all over the world. They taste good. I like steak. It's my favorite food. I should know the good. That's like the best. And it's like a 7-minute commercial, man. It like just goes on forever and ever and ever. So I would encourage everybody to check out the Trumps for Steak commercial.
I know. I can't. Even when he's on TV, I can't turn him off because I start laughing. It's entertaining. It's entertainment. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I want to see, like, if he just advertised other foods eventually, you know? Like, I have the best pizza in all of Chicago.
Yeah.
I stole a little Italian lady from Elmwood Park. I paid her whole family $1 million for her, and she told me everything about sauce and gravy. And now I'm bringing it to you live, and I'm putting it at every Target in the world, and we're going to make a fortune together.
That's how he thinks.
I know. That's what he wants to do with America. We need to rebrand and kick ass again. This is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, I want to thank Tam and Dan. This has been the Hooli's Hooli. We're live at Fitzgerald's. You can catch our archived episodes at www.freecrack.com. Until next week.
Next week with Dirty Green and Aaron Mitchell. We'll see you then. The moon's gonna get you with his cold.